you know when you woke up this morning, his mercies were already new? That's the type of God we serve. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Yeah, here we are. It is Sunday, halfway through the month of May already. I don't know how we got here. It's Sunday, May 15th, 2016. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Now, Sunday Worship, if you're not too familiar, is a program that really prepares our hearts and minds on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yeah, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I'll tell you what, got some great, great God-honoring music on the way, including this one from Stephen Curtis Chapman. It's Holy, Holy, Holy. Right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Favorite right there, Stephen Curtis Chapman, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. I hope you're having yourself a great weekend. Was in Chicago the other day, actually for several days. In fact, I grew up in Chicago, but just this past week, it's official. I am not a fan of traffic in Chicago. I think I was at my wit's end, so I'm so glad to be back at home where traffic is, where you're driving behind a tractor. So I'm okay with that. Hey, yeah, thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship today. And some years ago, I came across a poem by George MacDonald entitled The Hidden Life. And it tells the story of an intellectually gifted young man who turned his back on a prestigious academic career to return to his aging father and to the family farm. You may have heard of this poem. And there he engaged in what MacDonald called an ordinary deed and simple forms of human helpfulness. And his friends lamented what they saw as a waste of his talent. And friend, maybe you're listening today and you too serve in some unnoticed place, doing nothing more than ordinary deeds. Others might think you're just wasting your time. What a waste. But can I encourage you today? God wastes nothing. Every act of love rendered for his sake is noted and has eternal rewards. Every place, no matter how small, is holy ground. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
When I walked through the door, I sensed God's presence.
I know he has the answer.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. I'm talking about. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and Fanny Crosby lost her sight as an infant. Yet, amazingly, she went on to be one of the most well-known Christian hymn writers in history. During her long life, she wrote over 9,000 hymns. Among them include Blessed Assurance, To God Be the Glory, and so many others. And a well-intentioned pastor told her, "I think it is a pity that the master did not give you sight when he showered you so many other gifts upon you." And it sounds hard to believe, but this is what she replied to that pastor. She said, "Do you know that if at birth I had been able to make one petition, it would have been that I was born blind? Because when I get to heaven, the first face that shall ever gladden my sight will be that of my Savior." 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and external weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Friend, Fanny saw life with an eternal perspective. all our trials dim when we remember that one glorious day we will see Jesus.
Trust him at all times.
magnifying the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. If you got some time, maybe today, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Would love to connect with you there. Again, that's Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. You know, sometimes life can be, I'll be honest with you, it can be quite discouraging. You know, even for the most spiritual of Christians, really. You know, God's word is filled with so many different promises. K. Arthur said one time, snuggle in God's arms. When you are hurting, when you feel lonely, left out, let him cradle you, comfort you, reassure you of his all-sufficient power and love.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Faithfulness, O God, my Father.
tell you what, we serve a faithful, faithful God. Amen. Yeah, beautiful song today. That's Chris Rice, and Great is Thy Faithfulness. Well, just as a quick reminder, coming up next month, Saturday, June the 11th, at 7 p.m., you're invited to see Ivan Parker in concert. Yeah, he's coming back again this year with the Singing Men of GNN at First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. $10 general open seating, where you can take advantage of the $25 artist circle reserve seating and meet and greet with Ivan Parker. Again, it's taking place Saturday night, June the 11th, 7 p.m., First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. More details on this, by the way, at our website, greatnewsradio.org, and also preparing for a bus trip to Springfield to see Franklin Graham at the state capitol. So lots of great stuff coming up. Just take a look at our website when you have a chance, greatnewsradio.org. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, Mark Burns will help you get through your Monday for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, as you go out and about on this Sunday and for the rest of this week, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.